We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome in now, Jake Fisher, Bleacher Report contributor, author of Built to Lose, How the NBA's Tanking Era Changed the League Forever. Recently, BleacherReport.com, nice article entitled New Orleans Pelicans Coaching Search Reveals Front Office Power Structure. What do you mean, Jake?
You know, I don't want to say anything too pointed, you know, having relationships and people's opinions in mind, but, you know, I think it's pretty clear from talking to people around the organization throughout David Griffin's tenure there, he's wanted to exact a lot of influence over, you know, decision-making across the board, and that played a factor in their coaching decision.
Now, you know, Jake, with that being said, are you pleased with the coaching decision and the route they've gone? Or so what is your take as far as the Pelicans going forward? You know, the fans would say, who do you hold the feet to the fire? Is it management or is it more the coach as far as the future success and where are we at right now?
I mean, where the Pelicans are at right now is that there's definitely a pressure on the organization to make the playoffs next season while also growing this young core of a lot of first-round picks. You know, obviously Zion Williamson and Brandon Ingram are the two centerpieces there, but you've got a ton of top talent from recent drafts with Nickeil Alexander-Walker and Jackson Hayes and Kyra Lewis. And, you know, I think there's a lot of, you know, a duality, I think, at play here where Willie Green is expected to grow those young guys and to scheme an offense and a defense around Zion and B.I. that's going to reach the postseason. And I do think by all accounts, Willie Green is someone who, you know, a lot of people in the league thought that this came a little early for him, but that he was absolutely trending this direction and that this is a pretty strong hire. And they believe he's someone who can, you know, cross that or interweave those two things together, developing young players while also competing and growing them like this Phoenix Suns just did. You know, he's, of course, Monty Williams' lead assistant with the Suns.
Last year, Stan Van Gundy was not the first choice of Griffin. Was Willie Green, was that his first choice?
No, I believe his first choice was Tyronn Lue. He obviously had a relationship with Tyronn from Cleveland. They won that championship together in 2016. And I think, you know, before Doc Rivers got let go in Los Angeles, I think he really thought there was a chance that Tyronn Lue would want to come to New Orleans and lead a generational superstar like Zion, just like he had with LeBron, you know, back in Cleveland. I think that was Griff's original intent.
Now, so what is your take? Obviously, the draft's coming up. The Pelicans are where they're at. With Lonzo Ball, I don't think they're going to, pay Lonzo Ball. I don't think he'll be part of the mix. Then you hear, Lowry as far as being in that number, because it can make a difference when you look at how you're building your team. I mean, you just look over all the Bucks, and you look how they got Tucker, how they got Drew Holiday. You can even say with Brooks Lopez and all that. How do you structure a team to truly be a champion? So, is that a fair assessment that you don't think Ball will be part of the Pelicans going forward, and that that Lowry could be maybe one of those players? I mean, he averages over 17 points a game. Because, I don't know, you give up something to get something. What is your take on that, the decisions that have to be made, not even dealing with the draft, just free agency?
Yeah, I would agree with you. I don't believe Lonzo Ball is going to be back in New Orleans next season. I don't think, you know, talking to several figures around the league about that exact situation, it just doesn't sound like bringing Lonzo back at the number that he'll be able to command in, on the restricted market. Doesn't seem like that's a number that, you know, the Pelicans, you know, front office is intrigued by. But I don't know if Kyle Lowry is really a realistic scenario. I could be wrong.
Okay.
From everything I heard about Kyle Lowry, I think, you know, he's 36, 37 now. I forget off the top of my head. But his birthday was on the trade deadline this year, March 23rd. He is looking for, I believe, for a payday, but also for an opportunity to compete for a championship. And I don't think New Orleans brings that right now. Even, you know, the Chris Paul model, if you will, with him being traded to that young team in Phoenix that hadn't made the postseason before and they make it all the way to the finals, I don't think Kyle Lowry is looking for that type of opportunity to lead a group of young guys. I think he wants to go more to a situation like Miami that's pretty possible, or there's sign-trade discussions with him, you know, possibly going to Los Angeles. There's an opportunity for him to go home to Philadelphia, where he's from, and play college ball at Villanova. I think a lot of stars would have to align for Kyle Lowry to end up with the Pelicans.
Now, Jake, I would say Chris Paul probably, I'm going back to the Hornets and the Pelicans. Chris Paul probably had the most success here in the Big Easy. But I think we're able to hit the lottery considering the significance of these players. When you got Chris Paul, you got AD, look at what he's accomplished. He won a championship, but it was with the Lakers. And then you get Zion. To me, it's almost blasphemy. It's a shame that the Pelicans haven't been more, or the Hornets, Pelicans, whatever, in New Orleans, we haven't been more relevant. I mean, to me, that's ridiculous. Considering those impactful players, and we have not been able to take advantage of them. I mean, what is your take on NBA in New Orleans, considering the players we can have an impact? I mean, when I look at Zion, I mean, I look at Zion, even though he's outstanding, I mean, can he have the mindset of like a Greek freak with Giannis and grab the bull by the horns and win a championship in New Orleans? You know, a smaller market than Milwaukee, but still a smaller market. It's not L.A., New York, Chicago, whatever it might be, but to take advantage of that. Because I guarantee you, as crazy as they were in Milwaukee, if we won a championship with the Pelicans in New Orleans, it'd be the same atmosphere plus. Come on, we have freaking Mardi Gras. We have parades here all the time. It would be unbelievable if Zion can win a championship here. And however you're going to build the team with Blake Griffin. Hopefully he does the right moves.
Yeah, I think Zion is absolutely the talent capable of putting a franchise on his shoulders and taking them to that top level, just like Giannis did. But as we saw with the Bucks, you know, it takes – and you know, my book talks a lot about tanking and the streamlined process of franchises bottoming out, getting that generational, that franchise superstar at the top of the lottery – and then building it back for that to make the postseason. But it's never so simple. And that's why I've even written a book about it. There's so many complicated factors and unforeseen variables that pop into play, whether it be injuries or someone requesting a trade or your head coach and your executive, you know, just like you guys just saw down in New Orleans. You know, they start to disagree and there's changes involved.
Yep.
It takes a lot of luck and it takes a lot of additional moves, and all these complementary pieces have to come together and strike at the right time. It's not so simple. It's not so easy. So just because they have Zion and Brandon right now, there's still a lot of work left to be done. That's on the front office, I think, to flush out him, you know, this roster with complementary pieces.
And, you know, Jake, because I respect your opinion, I wanted you to elaborate on this. When you look at the 76ers and their approach to get where, okay, we're going to hit rock bottom, then we're going to come back. Now, they came back, but not necessarily, you know, reaching expectations or to being ultimate champion. And then you look at a team like the Brooklyn Nets. They hire, you know, Steve Nash to coach the team. Who doesn't like Steve Nash? Then you got a bunch of superstars, but then you're dealing with injuries. I mean, I'm not hating on the Bucks. I love the Bucks. They won the championship. But if the Nets have all hands on deck and they're healthy, I mean, the Nets, like Las Vegas views them next year as a potential champion or the front runner. I mean, so it's just amazing. You can structure a team, and then you look at take the Nets approach or the 76 approach, but you still got to have some luck along the way to be truly successful like the Bucks were able to do.
Yeah, I think, you know, anyone saying this is an asterisk season or, you know, they got lucky with all the injuries, there's always injuries that come into play. I mean, look at even most recently 2019 when the Warriors lost two Hall of Famers in their starting lineup. Like, no one's discounting the Raptors' victory. And, you know, there's always players that go down. I mean, it's just the road to a title is something that, you know, even when teams say they're championship or bust, no one has a goal of winning a title really in the NBA. Their goal is to put themselves in that conversation, not even conversation, that's just the true definition of contention. Like, analytics guys on the league going into the year pick the top contender. Typically, these models project them to have like 9% chances of winning it, and you just hope to keep outlasting the competition, you know, and that all the lucky factors or what have you just line up for you at the right time.
Jake Fisher, Bleacher Report, wrote a great article at BleacherReport.com talking about the New Orleans Pelicans coaching search, reveals front office power structure. He's also a Bleacher Report contributor and author of Built to Lose, How the NBA's Tanking Era Changed the League Forever. Jake, thanks for the time.
Well, you know, Jake, as we let you leave, do you think Chris Paul maybe, does he go to a team like the Lakers maybe to get that championship or what?
I expect him to stick around in Phoenix, but anything is possible in this crazy, crazy league.
Thank you,
Jake. Appreciate it. Coming back for Longshoreman, you'll hear more from the Greek Freak after the Bucks are NBA champions. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.